Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
District to gauge interest in possible Wright High School swim team. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Wright does not currently have a high school swim team, but that could soon be reconsidered. Campbell County School District officials say they will soon gauge interest among Wright junior senior high school students to see if there's enough demand to start a swim team. According to the Gillette News Record, the discussion came up during a school board meeting last week when board member Mary Brunner questioned why Wright doesn't offer swimming. Brunner said, "They're part of our county just like other high schools," noting that the Campbell County Aquatic Center is meant to serve the entire county, not just Gillette schools. Wright is a small 2A school with seven sports, and longtime Wright coach and board member Tim Albin cautioned against adding new teams that could pull students away from existing programs like wrestling and basketball. District officials also noted that there are no 2A state swim championships, with state meets limited to 3A and 4A schools, according to the Wyoming High School Activities Association. Board members Larry Steiger and Albin said they haven't heard much interest from Wright families, but Brunner questioned whether students even know swimming is an option. Superintendent Alex Ayers said determining interest would be easy and agreed the district could look into it, stressing that gathering data doesn't mean a decision has already been made. Brunner said, "We're data-driven. Let's just find out and go from there." Wyoming Game and Fish approves online-only hunter safety option. A Fremont County hunter safety instructor is raising concerns over the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission voting to allow an online-only hunter safety course for adult hunters. According to Wyofile, Joanne Eisman told commissioners earlier this month that in-person instruction is critical, especially for beginners who may have never handled a firearm before. Eisman said, "I cannot stress enough the safety factor. Safety first." Several instructors and hunting advocates urged the commission to keep in-person classes, pointing to hands-on firearm handling, real-life safety scenarios, and face-to-face time with game wardens. Despite those concerns, commissioners voted 4-2 to approve an online-only option, noting that most states already allow it. Commissioner Rusty Bell said Wyoming already accepts online certifications from other states, and about 100 Wyoming residents took online courses elsewhere last year. Game and Fish officials say the Wyoming version will likely consist of online modules and quizzes with no live instructors. The course is expected to launch by early 2027 and will only be available to hunters 18 and older. Some instructors worry online testing lacks accountability. Lander instructor Alan Brumstead said students may rush through lessons without fully understanding safety concepts. Commissioners Ken Roberts and John Masterson voted against the change, saying they trust the educators who teach hunter safety. Hunter education has been required nationwide since the 1950s to reduce hunting-related injuries and deaths. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.